almost lost my voice there. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I was so excited to say good afternoon that I inhaled too much air, Butch. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom. What a way to start the program. And you are listening to Financial Survival.
If a woman loses her voice, there's something bad wrong.
I took that big breath of air there to get my lungs ready to go for the program. And anyway, we are here. My co-host, as you heard him, is Pastor Butch Paul. And yes, we're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Yes, it's March 14th, 2019. It's Thursday. Well, hello, Butch.
Hello, Melody. Almost halfway through another month.
It is really amazing. I mean, I'm glad we're out of winter. Spring is here. Yada, yada, yada. But yes, it really is incredible.
Oh, it's 75 degrees down here right now. 75 degrees. I love it. But anyway, go ahead.
We have to slow time down because if I'm 39, that means I'm going to be 40 soon.
Good gosh. I'm already 43, so you know.
Oh, no. Anyway, well, I wish we could get gold to age a little bit better than what it's doing. You know, we had pressure on it once again with the stronger dollar. We have gold down $13 today, $1,296.70, but off the low of $1,292. So it did come back a little bit. And, hey, I don't care if we build a base around this level, so let's just hope it stays here. And I can't imagine that it wouldn't. Silver had pressure down 26 cents today, $15.26. Platinum was down 19, 827. Palladium was down 2 at 1,558. They're hitting all commodities. Someone was talking to me earlier about what they're doing to the grains, and they're just being decimated. So, you know, it's commodities across the board. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, it's all by design. And you can't tell me that it doesn't have anything to do. It has a lot to do with a lot of these trade agreements that are going on. We don't know all the little details. We don't know the devils of the details. We don't know anything about them. It just is. The U.S. dollar today was up 0.28 at 96.78. Crude oil was up 22 cents at 58.48. And let's see, the stock markets today, you have the Dow up, you know, basically flat, but it was up 6 points, 25,709. The NASDAQ, 7,630, down 12. The S&P, 2,808, down 2. And let's see if there's anything. 10-year yield, 2.63%, that's up a tad. And everything else was fairly quiet overnight. And it's, you know, again, we're getting all this news, and it just seems nothing really seems to matter as far as what's going on. And to me, that's more dangerous than if we did see reactions.
Absolutely.
Because when things, yeah, and because that means we're in a place that when we do start seeing reactions, they're going to be devastating. But we know this. This is what we've been warning you about for how long. You know, there was a lot of trade uncertainty today. Housing data disappointed the markets a little bit today, but you wouldn't notice. You know, we have this stronger dollar. I mean, in one breath, you hear about the U.S. and China trade talks are progressing quickly. And then another headline says, well, maybe not so much. We're going to postpone this meeting between Trump and China's President Xi until maybe April. But they're going to do this big deal, you know. They're going to, you know, it's just politics as usual. You know, they're going to come together, have a big deal, a big, you know, shake hand. We come to this trade agreement and everything is beautiful in the world. And you know what? It's not, ladies and gentlemen.
No, it's not.
It's not. But if they want to play it, you want to buy into it, I would love to buy into it. But I know too much. I know too much. And so, I mean, even the AP, oh, Trump might walk away from the China deal. But in the next, so again, it's all to keep you, this uncertainty going on. And, you know, personally, what I believe President Trump is desperate to sign the trade agreement with
China. I do too. By the way, I don't interrupt you on that, but Trump is losing a lot of support. Even Alex Jones come out very disgusted what he's been doing with of course, the media blackout for people like his broadcast and mine also. I was kicked off Facebook. And also, he's about in favor of gun control, the red flag laws. Trump has turned his back on a lot of people, and Alex Jones even is fed up with it. So, but I'll tell you something.
Well, I don't know what that tells you, but...
He was a Trumpeteer.
Yeah, but you know what? Considering his relationship with Roger Stones, he could just be backing off just to stay out of trouble and, you know,
I never thought about that. That's a good point. You know, you're pretty smart for a Yankee.
You don't know anymore.
No, you don't.
Because we're, everybody is looking to protect, themselves and, everybody has branded everything. And you don't know. So what do? You follow the fundamentals. You stay on track. You stay on, and you just analyze things.
Well, honey, if you tell them the truth, your message never changes.
Correct.
There's nothing to change it to. I told people back on the air, don't expect my message to change because I didn't rewrite the book. It's still the same message. Maybe different occurrences, different issues, but it's still the same message. Nothing changes. The truth cannot and will not change. You can ignore it. You can try to get around it. You can even try to destroy it. But it's not going to change.
Exactly. And, today Trump's nominee, Mao Pass, he's challenged to be the World Bank president. Now, there's an importance to this that I want to bring to the listeners. Maybe it's not importance, but again, it's a little question mark and something that you need to think about. Senior U.S. Treasury official David Malpass, we've talked about him before, is a lone candidate to be the next president of the World Bank, paving the way for President Donald Trump's pick to take the helm at the development lender in the coming weeks. The World Bank's executive board is going to interview Malpass before making its choice official ahead of the IMF's annual spring meeting in April. There's no reason. He was nominated last month. Now, he was a loyalist who had been sharply critical of China and called for a shakeup of the global economic order. Critics, including Nobel laureate Joseph Stiglitz, questioned the selection, pointing to Malpass's doubts about international cooperation. Before his nomination, Malpass portrayed the World Bank as too big, inefficient, and reluctant to cut funding for development countries that grow into dynamic emerging markets. He pushed the bank to lend less to China, arguing the world's second biggest economy has the financial resources to support itself. But since being nominated, guess what? He's adopted a gentler tone, noting that he was America's lead negotiator on a package of reforms under which the bank will receive a $13 billion capital increase. Under the plan, the bank will focus more lending on lower income countries. And what's interesting also about this is Malpass, he held a senior post at the Treasury and State Department under Ronald Reagan and George Bush, and he also served as chief economist at Bear Stearns. Gee, do we know what happened at Bear Stearns? He was the chief economist. Does anybody remember that was the investment bank that collapsed during the global financial crisis? So here you leave Bear Stearns, an investment bank, into the heap pile. He was the chief economist. He had to know, and he gets rewarded by being. So there's reasons why he's being ahead of the World Bank, and I think the key thing is China. If China is getting loans, if you get a loan from the World Bank, there's no interest. You don't pay any interest on that. It's free money for you.
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, the same old players coming up in different places, but the same players, Melody.
Yeah.
It's all about everyone that Bush appointed to his officials in government or cabinet or anything else have been players from other administrations or other backgrounds. There's nothing new here. There's no fresh... There's no right thinking coming in. It's still the same old thinking was the last 50 years. Nothing new coming in. It
nothing,
is.
Nothing new. It's the same. When you have Kissinger visit the White House, how many times?
Yep.
Nothing changes. It's the same.
But it seems like the masses don't see that. They can't see beyond, well, Trump and what he said he's going to do and make America great again. They can't see beyond that. And I understand this. We all sometimes have wishful thinking, put blinders on because we don't see the truth. We've all done that. But we can't do it now. We're too far into the game. You do that now, it's going to blindside us that much harder.
It will.
I used to play some football. If you got blindsided, it hurt a lot worse than if you saw the tackle coming.
So, you know, it just seems like it's just so much of the same thing.
It does.
And let me put it this way. It's the same thing on matters that really mean where the world is headed into the international order. That's something that doesn't seem that we're pulling away from. Sure, we break the treaty with, you know, Russia and so forth and Iran and the TPP, but the real heart of the New World Order, that's still intact, ladies and gentlemen. The real heart of it.
Yes, it is.
And yes. I too hope and pray that the White House is different. But the one and one is not equaling that it is. You know, and I talk to a lot of people. They've had so much hope. And I hope I'm wrong. Butch, I hope I'm wrong.
I do too. But that's kind of hoping against hope, if you know what I mean. I don't see it happening. You know, no. What's one of the signs of insanity? Doing the same thing over again, looking for something different. Mm-hmm. We've done the same thing over and over again for all of our lives, basically, in the government administrations. And it's not got any better. It's getting worse. They think they can spend their way out of debt. They think they can borrow their way into prosperity. And the sad part is the people themselves think they can do that.
That's
and
correct.
We are here. We are here.
Well, you know, kind of along the same lines, I know you wanted to talk about this too. We had the Senate voted to block his border emergency declaration.
Yes.
And he did veto. After the vote, Trump tweeted veto. I don't know if he's done that yet, but the Senate did vote today to block the national emergency declaration over the southern border. The chamber comfortably passed the measure in a 59-41 vote. 12 Republicans who worried about the executive overreach supported it in an embarrassing blow. President Trump plans to reject the bill, which the Democratic-held House has already passed. And in one tweet after the vote, he simply said veto. And he said he looks forward to vetoing the just-passed Democrat-inspired resolution, thanking Republicans who voted to support border security and our wall, desperately needed wall.
Wow. His own party. Of course, for 2 years he had his own party. Nothing much got done. So it's the same thing now with one house going the other direction. Is it not?
It is. And, I don't know where the next step goes from this. We certainly had the GOP senators that blocked the emergency declaration. I don't think any of them are, you know, surprisers. You have Roger Wicker, Mississippi, Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, Mark Rubio of Florida, Mitt Romney of Utah, Rob Portman of Ohio, Rand Paul, Lisa Murkowski, Alaska, Jerry Moran of Kansas, Mike Lee of Utah, Susan Collins of Maine, Roy Blunt of Missouri, and Lamar Alexander of Tennessee. Now, we know half of those folks just don't like President Trump. So I don't know what was their reason behind voting to block the emergency declaration. But,
you know, I said before, I have problems with the wall myself. And I'm not saying border security is not desperately needed. By the way, even the Canadian border, over half the illegals coming across from Mexicans, coming from Canada back in the country. But nonetheless, we need border security. Do we need a wall? I truly don't think so. But I don't know what the answer is. I think I have some answers, as I said before in another broadcast, that we need to bring some troops home from places we shouldn't be and put them on the border where they're supposed to be to guard our national interest. That's not happening. So maybe a wall is the last resort. I don't know, Melly, but I have a problem with a wall.
And I agree with you. I think if it's an emergency, then you would think that you would have the troops there, just as you said. To me, that would constitute an emergency. And I think there are some troops there. I don't know how many anymore, because everything just gets, you really don't know how many and so forth are still there or if they're not there and whatever they're doing and where they're at. But I agree with you. I think the laws need to be enforced. And I think the wall became more of a political chant. And it was used as a tool to divide us against them. This is something that we're fighting for, we want it, and it became more of a political tool, whether it was right or wrong, whatever. Granted, something, you know, we need to fix the immigration issues, but the wall is not going to solve the problem.
No, it's not. It is not. And especially we know they have tunnels all under it. But anyway, it got to be a power play between both parties. And that's what boiled down. It's a, we'll say, even a prideful thing now. Whoever wins is going to say, I got my side. I done what I said. You know, that's what it's boiled down to. It's a shame.
That's what it transformed into.
It is. Yeah. It's a shame that our leaders in this nation are fighting among themselves to show who's the toughest.
Yep.
You know, my daddy whipped your daddy. What, you know, I mean, this is what it's like, a bunch of children, and the people in the middle is us.
Yes.
That's what all boils down to. But, you know, you wonder, and you see this, I just looked at an article here I got today that no U.S. city ranks in the top 30 in the world. Can you believe that? Not one U.S. city ranks in the top 30 in the world. America is losing something, Melody. She once was the light upon the hill, so to speak, and we had the best about everything. But now not one city ranks in the top 30 in the world in America. Let that sink in. Isn't that amazing? I mean, it kind of breaks my heart. Vienna was number one. You know, and I see it happening here, and I'm thinking, this is, America once was the one everybody was trying to live up to in the same standards. You know, I mean, even Zurich and Auckland and Vancouver are beating us. So that ought to tell something is not quite right here.
Well, what's not right is us having to go to break, but we have to. So we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And you know, rockets are fired at Tel Aviv, loud explosions heard, sirens sound. So things are going a little nutsy over there. I'm reading a headline right now, but you know, old Beto came out today and said that he's going to be running for 2020. And I'll tell you what, I really didn't think President Trump had a chance in 2020. But after seeing some of these Democrats that are running, he has a better chance. His chances are growing, I think, of being reelected. And
with so many of them running, how many is that making Democratic side? At least 7 or 8, maybe more?
I think there's 12 now.
12? Wow.
There's 12. Well, the Republicans had, what, 16, 18 or something like that?
Yeah, they did. But yes. I look for this to grow even more because I think Biden's going to jump any time now.
But the thing of it is, and, you know, Pelosi is coming out. They want to lower the voting age to 16. We talked about this before.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, if the Democrats get in there again, I heard or read someplace that we might never have, Republicans might never ever get back into office.
Well, I don't want to say on that. It's kind of scary. But
it is
quite
scary.
Honestly, I haven't seen a lot of difference in either one of them for lately, but it is scary. It really is. Because the Democrats are not talking about things that you and I wouldn't even dreamed of 10 years ago.
I know.
You know,
it's frightening.
So, and people are accepting it. That's what's more frightening. That's what's scary, you know?
Yep, that's exactly what's, yeah. So I hope that's not the case. And I hope, you know, they really do need to, we do need to come out in force. And
We'll see what happens. It's not that far away. Be here before you know it.
No, it is.
Yeah, and I guess you heard Goldman Sachs is going to lay some people off. Did you hear that?
Again,
yeah. Said the dreaded bloodbath of Goldman Sachs under the bank. Bank's new boss has finally begun. The Wall Street powerhouse, whose new chief executive, David Solomon, took the reins from Lloyd Blankfein last October, laid off 65 employees in a bank. They were, of course, were traders. And looks like it, you know, it's going to save about millions of dollars in salaries, obviously. So Goldman Sachs laying off. I don't know whether they're doing that because of lack of money or just because they're trying to trim down. I don't know, but they're laying off. And that's a pretty good-sized outfit, you know that.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So I don't know what the idea that was. And millennials, I didn't know this, are more than $1 trillion in debt. And most of them don't even own a home. Most of it is, a lot of it is student loan debt, but it's been an increase of 22% in just the last 5 years. $1 trillion combined, ages I think like 20 to 25 years old, combined debt. It's mostly it's not home, it's not mortgages, that's not the big part of it. It's just, you know, student debts and credit cards and all this. That's what says the worst in any generation in history. That is a lot to think about, $1 trillion in a young people's group.
What do you think about this? And it's, you mentioned the millennials and their tuitions and so forth. What do you think about these the scandal that was pretty much broke with these
movie stars and everybody,
millionaires and movie stars? And I saw where the U.S. college admissions scandal is sparking a $500 billion lawsuit. And personally, I think there's something more to it.
Well, I thought it was interesting the way they found it. By accident, they said. They stumbled onto it. And then went
what
after
were they
it.
Looking for?
They didn't say that I heard. That's... Others, I have no idea. But it's just another sign of a breakdown of society, obviously. And Lori, what's her name? Lockler, I believe it is. Lori
Lachlan.
Lachlan,
or
yeah.
Yeah.
You know, always played a moral, upright lady in all the films she played. And I'm not throwing stones at the poor lady. I really feel sorry for her. She messed up her life. Maybe messed up her daughter's lives.
Children's.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Messed up their lives. I don't think people, Billy, as a whole, I know this, never think about consequences when they're doing something that was wrong. And they're always hoping they won't get caught. And maybe perhaps they don't get caught. But sometimes you do get caught. And you have to wait. Is it worth it in the long run? What's going to cost me? Maybe not money-wise, but hey, jail time. What the family going to pay for it in different areas? Is it worth the chance? And obviously using money, and she, according to her, is like a $500,000 bribe to get the children at a certain college. That is absolutely wrong. They're right. That's cutting other students out. Maybe they are qualified. And I don't know if the girls are in or not. I have no idea. I kind of doubt it. But it still is going to cost her a lot more than that was worth. And the girls also.
You know, I think you said an important thing, that in today's world, it's okay to lie.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to cheat. It's okay to steal, bribe. I mean, this is their thoughts. But how many people out there actually believe this? Because there's no accountability anymore. I mean, here you have a guy we talked about. He's going to head the World Bank. He was the chief economist at Bear Stearns, who went under. And yet he's rewarded. It's like, this is the world that we live in. No one is ever held accountable for anything.
Or they pass the buck.
They pass the buck. You've got 50 people, 33 parents, you've got athletic coaches, are being criminally charged. But you know what's going to happen? They'll pay a few buck fine, and it'll be done. And this will go away.
But you know, the reputation, I can't speak for all of them. I don't know the other actress. I never saw anything she had played in, or any other coaches. I don't know them personally, or I don't know anyone personally, but as far as reputation. But Lori Lachlan has ruined her reputation as a good lady in the movies, in the films. It's going to hurt her. It's going to hurt her career. If she gets out of this with a fine, I guess that's wonderful for her. But they're going to pay for it from now on. And you know, her and her husband put their house up for bail. There's $1 million apiece, so they put their home up in California for bail to get out of jail. So really, what did she gain? And how much did she lose?
Yeah.
That is so sad, Mildy. I feel sorry for her. Not because she gets what she deserves, but I feel sorry for her in the fact that she...
I don't feel sorry for her.
Well, I feel sorry for anybody gets your leg cut off in a trap, even though they're stupid enough to do it. I hate to see somebody hurt.
But usually, if you get your foot in a trap, it's done, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So
they made these decisions. And
they did make the decisions.
I still think there's something bigger behind this.
I just know that
I
feel sorry for her family. Her family's who I feel sorry for. The girls who I really feel sorry for.
Yeah.
If they weren't in on it, it's going to cost them, too. See, I tell people this, sin...
In today's world, in that world, I'll guarantee you they were in on it, too.
It's about some good possibility.
I'm not saying all the kids were in on it, but I'll guarantee you a lot of them were. I mean, when you're dealing with, you know, and again, oh, Melody hates wealth. No, I don't, but I recognize that they live a different life than we do.
They do.
And, you know, these kids are raised differently, and they're raised in a culture where your parents are your friends. They're
yep.
raised in a culture that everything is shared, everything is open. Not everyone, but the large majority of them. And I would think, too, when you're paying $500,000 for your two daughters to get in college, who just go there to party anyway.
And one of them said that, by the way. Go ahead.
Yeah, so it's... No, I don't feel sorry for them. I feel sorry that they felt that this was okay, and I feel sorry that we have a culture anymore, a society anymore
that accepts
that, that accepts it. And well, there are no guidelines because they took God out of our system.
They did.
What do you expect them to?
That's exactly
what do you expect
right.
them to follow?
Psalm 9:17 said that every nation forgets God's turning to hell. But you know, if she would come out and said she's a bisexual lesbian, she'd been paraded down the streets as a hero.
I don't know about that, but I mean, it's maybe it wouldn't have broken the news, but
it wouldn't have. There'd been a blurb.
But
and,
I still
know.
Think there's something behind this. I think there's if they were looking for something, and we know what goes on in colleges. I mean, look at the Penn State, scandal that happened, 10
oh, yes.
years ago with,
yes, yes.
with the coach, and it's happened in other colleges across this. Country and so forth. So I wonder if they weren't digging into something else, and that's how they came across. What were they
that's
digging into is what I want to know.
Time events will bring that out, I'm sure. It really will. But in a different direction for wealthy people in that area we're talking about, you probably already know this too, that in California, most corporations, they give their people sick days. If you're sick, you can stay home, and be excused and get paid for it. But most companies, if you don't use them, you lose them. They're gone. California workers, state workers, don't go through that. They can save them up. And they're saving up to the tune that when they retire, they're getting the checks for over $400,000 a year. 450 of them receive six-figure checks. The highest one, $456,002. They saved up but not using sick days.
Wow.
That's a lot of money, Melanie.
Yeah, it is.
Who paid for that? The state didn't pay it.
Nope.
It came out in name of state. It came out in the name of state of California, perhaps, but they didn't pay it. See, so I don't know if people don't get this or not, but these 450 checks up in six figures come out of the citizens' pockets. I would think that would bother them a little bit. It wouldn't me. It does me. So again, it seems like. They get by with things because they're state officials or they're wealthy or whatever. No one's saying a whole lot about this. So, I don't know. Thought that was an interesting issue. Now, what's happened with the Brexit deal? Have you heard anything on that?
I don't know. They're looking to extend it. It's on delay.
It's on delay. They delayed
they're
again.
They're looking... Brexit is actually due in 15 days, and they don't think that they're going to have it. There's been no deal yet approved, and they've got a big split, and they're going to ask the bloc to put off Britain's exit until at least June 30th. And I've actually seen that they're looking to ask for another year or two, but we'll have to see what happens. May is likely to ask EU leaders for an extension at a March 21. 22nd summit of the bloc in Brussels. So, the European Commission says that they would consider a request.
Wow. I bet they never dreamt when we all got involved in this that this would be a nightmare to them one day. They all hoped, I guess, it would make things better for them, but the people don't want it. And it's just a nightmare. Who knows what's going to come out of this? I assume if they drop out of it, it's going to cost them financially and other things and break down a trade situation. I have no idea on that, but it is amazing. They're stuck. If the problem decide not to do it, what's the next step?
Yeah. They just back out. They just back out. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. She's going to be history, I think. But again, if you think about it, it's all by design. They don't want it to go through. It's because they have to change so many things. And so we'll see. We'll see who wins. The elite.
The people want out. That was through a vote. We'll see what happens.
Yeah,
I mean.
It was.
The people's voice doesn't mean a whole lot, apparently. So they're getting jerked around. Time will tell.
And it would be interesting to see that if they actually held another vote, how it would go. If the people would continue to to want it.
And they may do that.
After this time.
They may do that. You know, they may do that trying to stall a little longer. You never know.
Yeah, it's true.
They may do that.
Bring in more immigration, bring in more people, and
hopefully
they'll get a different outcome.
Well, the confusion is not just in America. It's worldwide. And the more I see read about the economies in China and India and other places, it's on the verge of collapse about everywhere in the world. You know, we look at Venezuela and what's happening there, and we say that's terrible, and it is terrible. But they're not the first country it happened to, are we? The Zimbabwe, how many other countries have lost due to hyperinflation and devalue the currency? How many nations have went down this road already? So it's nothing new here. It looks like after a while, somebody else will figure it out. Wouldn't you think so?
You'd think.
You know? So, anyway, go ahead. It's your turn. I don't mean to take over again, but these stories interest me.
Yes, you certainly do.
I trust your opinions, so I'll bring them up.
Okay. But, you know, just on a brief comment here, you know, we know that the Boeing 737 MAX 8 and 9 planes have been grounded by the United States and mainly all around the world until Boeing can get their stuff together and, you know, eliminate these problems and so forth. And I was reading an article earlier today how China is trying to get into the into this area. And I thought it was kind of interesting, the timing of everything. Not that these crashes were by any means done intentionally. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm just saying that it's interesting how they've been all around the world. They've just been grounded just like that, in addition to the United States, at the same time that we have trade agreements, negotiations going on. And I don't know. It's just an interesting
Two of them's Christ, right? Two of them's Christ, about 2 years apart. Is that what I think of?
No. How about 2 months apart?
2 months apart. I'm sorry, 2 months apart. Excuse
longer
me,
than,
two
longer
apart.
Than 2 months. It was at the end of last year sometime.
Okay, yeah.
November, like that.
So, and I know this could be something that we need to look into, but this drastic thing of cutting down stopping all the flights for these planes worldwide, that is kind of interesting. And I don't know what the purpose of it is, but I thought that was kind of drastic myself, but I don't know. I have no idea about FAA and what's going on there.
Yeah, I mean, and so now, you know, you have China coming in there trying to, because they've done a slimline plane similar to this MAX 8, like Boeing. And so it's just kind of interesting that, you know.
I did not know they had a fun. So they're trying to get in on the game then.
Yeah, they are.
Just interesting. Questions. Yes, it is.
Hey, it's also interesting. We have a break, and we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. 1-800-375-4188.
Just one more time. Won't you tell me again? Can you feel it? Won't you tell me again tonight? Each and every.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two Black Berkey Elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. Yesterday we were running this special because we had such a big drop. I corrected the special from $665 to $660 on the $25 face value, 90% silver, and a 1/4 ounce American Gold Eagle, $660. And if you purchase two of those packages, you'll receive free shipping also. So that's a pretty good deal. 800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And, of course, visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for a weekly newsletter, ladies and gentlemen. Butch?
Yes, ma'am.
Take it away.
I've got an article here that I want to skim over very quickly. I think it's very interesting and a whole lot scary. Mobile World Congress demos live microchip implants for bank payments. The buzz around microchip implants was ratcheted up a notch recently when a demonstration at the World Mobile Congress in Barcelona, where a man volunteered to have a chip inserted under his skin, and others showed how to make payments using his chip insert. One of the volunteers, Edgar Pons, said he decided to have the RFID chip implanted under his skin because it contained credentials to open the door to his house. Reuters quote him saying, "It's super for me, very useful, because I have an automatic house." And you see how this is going down the tube to accept
people
another means
so
of payment?
Lazy.
Oh, they are. But, you know, they went to credit cards. Don't need any cash. Use credit cards. It's so much simpler. You can order and pay this. Then they went to cell phones. Use your cell phone. Scan the cell phone. And now they're going to put chips in their hands, but no one worries about the mark of the beast, the fulfillment of prophecy, because Satan, I just wrote an article, I sent it to you today, I'd like for you to read it, to think of it, entitled Creeping Incrementalism, the Gateway to Destruction. Satan comes in a little thing at a time, a little piece at a time, not all once, we wouldn't do it. But now people are not only accustomed to paying with their cell phones, Melody, they're getting used to paying with chips in their fingers and hands. How scary is that?
And you know what? When we read articles like that and so forth, it just goes to show how this progress is going to continue. And that's how I often relate a lot of these other things. We get hopeful. We get things hoping that we can change things around. We can go back to our being the republic that we're supposed to be. But then when we hear these stories and we see the direction, this isn't going to go away. This is the future. That is the direction they're leading and they're conditioning. And who's teaching the youth of today that there is another side to the story?
That's true. And who even tries to warn them about this? Because there's just more control. They don't see that, Melody. They don't understand that.
Well, that's because their parents bought things up. Our generation bought things
sure.
up for convenience. So it was
and you
all
know what
about
that is,
convenience.
Don't you? Well, we're a narcissist people. It's all about us.
It's all about us.
You know?
So this isn't going to change. You can't bring our country back and still have this continue.
I totally agree. 100% agree. And along the same lines, in a sadder case maybe in some ways, mental health issues increased significantly in young adults over the last decade, Melody. Not the last 50 years, the last 10 years. The last 12 months, they did some tests. And 52% depression increased in the last 12 months, 52% in adolescents. Up 52%. 63% in young adults. And let's see, I'm trying to find here the last percentage, 71% increase in young adults experiencing serious psychological distress in the previous 30 days. This is serious stuff, folks. This is for real. The rate of young adults with suicidal thoughts or other suicide-related outcomes increased 47% from 2008 to 2017. Melody, that's horrendous. I mean, the children have lost their desire to live. I just talked to a young man last week who's thinking he has a rope hanging in his shed, a noose hanging there in case he wants to commit suicide. I mean, this is America today. A nation that forgets God, turned into hell. They have nothing to live for. They have no hope. If we're born and die, we're nothing but animals. We have nothing to look forward to. There are no right and wrongs for sure, because man's ideas change every day. There is no God to answer to. Why would you care about anything? Why worry about it? They said that the people ages 65 and older, the stress has lessened. And I don't know why that would be, except maybe they know more about real life than these young people. But the hope is gone. I just did a teaching in a Bible study a while back entitled The Essence of Christ.
I'll tell you why it's less than in 65 in today's world. Is it going to be that way in the future? No. Because you do have a lot of these baby boomers who are sitting there with their retirement accounts. They probably don't feel the same
stress.
Perhaps maybe not the same type of stress. I mean, they've still worked their lives. They have that deal of accomplishment. What do the youth have?
That's the point.
You know, the only thing the youth have is everything's either given to them, or they do work hard, or they go to college, and then they're shoulder with this incredible amount of debt. They can't keep, no, we just can't keep trying to keep up with the Joneses. And that's, you know, if you try to keep up with the Joneses and you don't have the capacity to, yeah, that probably put you in a pretty bad mental state to some degree, because this is the culture that we live in. We're all supposed to be equal. You know, they say, you know, and we're not.
Well, so, what to show about,
I mean,
the equal
we are
thing.
Equal, pardon?
I say, go ahead. You're making a point. Go ahead.
I mean, we are equal. I get that. But, I mean, we all have different IQs.
We all do, yes.
We all have different abilities. You know, so...
And that's not right or wrong. That's just life.
No, it's just life.
You know, a school in New Jersey, a high school, has forbidden the children to rent limousines for their graduation or for their senior class dance, whatever. They said they can't do it any longer because it's making the poor students feel left out. Now, is that trying to make people equal? That's what we're looking at today.
And that's my point, yeah. And that's, there's so much violence. These kids are, you know, with their video games and the movies and death.
Yes. The Bible says God's word says those who hate me love death. Those that hate God love death. Well, obviously America is seeing that. And the children, and I talk to them, Melody, I talk to them face to face. A lot of them see no hope in the future. They see for right now and that's it. And I speak to these children almost on a daily basis. When I'm out and moving around, I try to be a witness of Christ everywhere I go. And I see this, the depression, the frustration, the aggravation. You know, and what they're going through, their parents are maybe on drugs or whatever. They're just being destroyed spiritually, mentally. So now, in the last 10 years, the suicide rate, want to commit suicide, is up 47%, almost 50% increase. And think about doing suicide. I don't know. That's just, it's just a sad, sad statement.
It truly is. It truly is.
And I guess you saw where. In New York, they're having problems. They had called out the hate crimes unit to investigate the defacing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg's poster in Brooklyn. Did you see that?
I didn't pay
attention. I said the NYPD's hate crime unit is investigating slur-ridden "die" graffiti scrawled on a Brooklyn subway station poster on Ruth Bader Ginsburg after a writer flagged it on Twitter Tuesday. What is going to be done about this? A writer captioned in her tweet, tagging the mayor's office, the MTA, the NYPD, among other accounts. She said it was spotted at the Nassau Avenue G train stop. She also shared a photo, one that is too hateful to republish. It's a poster ad for a pictorial book, The Unstoppable Ruth Bader Ginsburg, American Icon. by Antonia Felix that came out to mark the Justice 25th year on the Supreme Court. "Die" in all capital letters is scrawled in black marker across Ginsburg's forehead on the poster. "Jew" was written over their glasses, followed by another "Sir" and a swastika over her mouth. Our nation is being divided. We're going into factions and groups, and this is what the enemy wanted to happen, and it's happening. That's where we're headed. It's been divided on purpose. Blacks and whites, Hispanics are fighting among themselves. Oh, Melody. I mean, we know the answer, but people don't want to hear the answer any longer. It's just a sad situation.
You know, and regardless of what you think about her and so forth, that was wrong.
Oh yeah, it was wrong. You don't throw sir to somebody just because you don't like him. That's a coward's way of attacking.
Yeah,
it is. It's like people call me an anti-Semite, whatever, homophobe or a racist. They can't fight the truth, so that you slur. And even if she's dead wrong, and I don't agree with what she does a lot, I do not agree with her at all.
Oh, of course not.
But I'm not. I'm not going to come back and call her names.
People are being taught, and just because you think that you're, you know, that's not your way to express things by destruction.
No. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm going to say, we're briefly about gun control here. Several states are moving in a bad direction. But one lady tweeted, and I don't know about them. I never tweeted in my life, but this message was sent out. A woman's text reads, "If I had a gun, I'd blow away Samson," that's a senator, "and a large group of the NRA.
Now, that's terrible.
It is terrible.
I don't even like to. Yeah.
That's terrible.
But again, it's just, you know. One side's going to get one side's going to get all the headline news, and the other side isn't. You know, I mean, we can go back and you know, time after time after time, you can see how.
Well,
attention is on one side and not the other.
And it seems like the left, and I hate to use that term, but I will use it, are much more prone to violence than we are.
Absolutely.
It seems that way. But New Mexico's governor, Michelle Grisham, just signed a bill to criminalize private gun sales from say, friend to friend. I'm just going to skim through these. Hawaii has proposed legislation to repeal the Second Amendment altogether. Now, I'm not making this up. Lindsey Graham says firearm confiscation laws pretend a way that Democrats and Republicans can come together. Did you hear that? Firearm confiscation. The Democrats and Republicans can work together on that. This is right now, right in this country. But on the bright side, in Nye County, Nevada, they said, "We will not enforce these laws." They call themselves a sanctuary county. And a gun store in Las Vegas is called the Gun Store. Says, "We will not enforce these laws either. We will not do background checks on private gun sales. We will not do that. We're not going to enforce these laws." So there are some good things coming out of this, in a sense that people are starting to realize this isn't right. And I have a poster here somebody sent me. Says this: "I am a criminal. I don't buy guns at stores. I don't care about your stupid gun laws. Background checks won't stop me. Keep focusing on the good people. That's exactly what I want." How much clearer can you make that?
Well, Yeah. Here's a good news story, though. Kansas City, Kansas, says a bullet that flew into her home was stopped by what she describes as an act of God. Constance Effie, 70, said she was sitting in her living room inside her home Saturday evening when she heard what she thought was a bomb. She says, "I thought maybe the TV blew up. I thought I was in a war zone because that was the loudest noise I ever heard. The noise was a bullet that hit the side of her house. They all looked around and didn't see a hole anywhere, and she thought, look at that picture. The glass is all broken. The picture that stopped the bullet was hanging 2 feet above where she was sitting, and it just happened to be a framed copy of the Lord's Prayer." So,
amen. What a coincidence, huh?
No.
I don't believe in coincidences.
I don't believe in coincidences.
No, I do not believe that at all.
So there's always a good news story.
there are some bright side look at if we just take time to look for it. There really are. And but sometimes it gets so frustrated when I see around me that I forget to praise him for what he's done that's good for us every day. Every time we go to bed in a warm bed at night or wake up in the morning and have food on the table, have clothes on our back, we're blessed people, are we not?
We are.
You know, every time I crawl in bed at night in a nice warm bed on a cold night, I thank him for that. I have a little puppy dog, half Shih Tzu, half Terrier, just bull rotten. I lay down on the floor with him. He just cuddles like a little baby. I'm blessed. You know, so I mean, really, I'm blessed. I cover news because this news has got to be covered. But I'm not complaining about my father and what he's done for me. I'm blessed. I have a wife of over 47 years that still likes me. Isn't that amazing?
That is. No.
And you know me well enough, though. That's a miracle.
At least you have a spouse that still likes you. I didn't have that. I don't even have that.
Well, you have friends that love you, Melody, and I like to count myself as one of them if you don't mind.
Well, thank you.
I think you're a keeper.
Well, it looks like we're just about out of time.
We are, yes.
You know, I want to thank the listeners because we always appreciate you, and I thank the good Lord every day for you also, because we wouldn't be here without you.
Amen.
Yeah, so you're a big part of this program. So thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for all the support that you shared over the years. And thank you, Butch, and thank you, Todd. And
see you next week.
We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.